Good evening. Today's SBS Armenian Radio is interviewing Armenian National Committee of Australia's Executive Director, Michael Kolokosyan. Thank you, Michael, for joining us today.
Thank you, Armenia, for taking the time to discuss this important issue regarding the conflict taking place in Armenia and Azerbaijan.
On the night of the 12th to 13th of September, Azerbaijan launched an attack on Armenia using heavy artillery and large caliber weapons. At least 10 of localities along the Armenian border in the Sunik, Gerarkunik and Vyazor provinces were hit by Azerbaijani missiles and shelling. In the course of the two-day conflict, Azerbaijani fire hit civilian infrastructure and residential buildings as well as military facilities. Calls for an immediate cessation of hostilities came from across the world. Armenian Australians demanded government end silence and condemn Azerbaijan attacks on Armenia. Could you please speak about the current situation in Armenia and also give us more detailed information on what Armenian National Committee of Australia's have been working on last 10 days?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Armine. So as you mentioned, on the 12th of September at midnight, the Azerbaijani armed forces, utilizing drones and large-scale firearms, launched military attacks in Vardanis, Sotk, Artanish, Goris, Jermuk, Gapan, and several other villages along the eastern Azerbaijani-Armenia border. Now, the death toll had slowly risen over the last week, and today it stands at 207 Armenian military servicemen who have died defending the Armenian borders in the Republic of Armenia. That also is in addition to four Armenian civilians who have been innocent civilians who have been killed, over 7,000 who have been displaced Armenians from those regions, and you know, the civilian infrastructure damage includes homes, medical facilities, roads and schools. So we're talking about one of the largest military offensive that Azerbaijan has launched since the end of the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh war. As we all know, in May 2021, they did infiltrate the Armenia borders and were blocking major highways. However, this seems to be the latest round of aggression by Azerbaijan, which must be condemned by the international community. The Armenian National Committee of Australia has been working on this front to ensure proper condemnation of Azerbaijan's aggression against the Republic of Armenia. This is not a disputed territory. This is the Commonwealth, Australian Commonwealth recognised borders of Armenia. And there should be no hesitation in condemning the aggressor and naming the aggressor for who they are, which is Azerbaijan. There is only one country with foreign forces in another, and that's the Azerbaijani regime, having its military forces inside Armenia. So in saying that, the Armenian National Committee appealed to the Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator the Honourable Penny Wong, who's the Senator for South Australia, and has requested that the Australian government unequivocally condemns Azerbaijan's aggression against Armenia, calls for the withdrawal of Azerbaijani troops from inside Armenia proper. Now, until today, unfortunately, we are yet to receive a response from the Foreign Affairs Minister. However, we are in contact with her office and are working to receive a statement from her. However, we have received a response. In addition, we had called on other members of parliament to condemn the violence launched by Azerbaijan. And we have received a response from Australia's Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Birmingham, Simon Birmingham, who has called on the Australian government to take action on this issue. Mr. Birmingham said, "We call on the," and this is a quote, "we call on the Australian government to signal clear and unambiguous support for the protection of Armenian civilians and civilian infrastructure according to international law, and Australia's strong support for regional peace and stability." This is a great achievement for our community on this issue. It's the first time the Australian government and an opposition have been on different sides when it comes to the Azerbaijani and Armenia conflict issues between the two countries. And we're seeing a foreign minister who is explicitly calling on the Australian government to take action on this issue and name the aggressor as Azerbaijan. Several parliamentarians have joined Mr. Birmingham. Australia's largest state of New South Wales has seen statements received via social media from Jonathan O'Day, chair of the New South Wales Armenia Parliamentary Friendship Group, Friends of Armenia Group, the member for Prospect, Dr. Hugh McDermott, the member for Willoughby, Mr. Tim James, members of the Legislative Council, the Honourable Chris Rath, Reverend Fred Nile, and several others. We've also seen statements from other federal members, including federal members of parliament, including Jerome Laxalt, Zali Stegall, and the Australian Greens spokesperson for foreign affairs, Senator Jordan Steele, John. So there is a lot of work being conducted by the ANC to ensure that parliamentarians are condemning Azerbaijan's aggression against Armenia, aggression that is targeting non-disputed territory and Armenia proper. We're also focusing on ensuring that the Australian media is accurately reflecting on what is taking place in the Caucasus region, ensuring that they are labelling the aggressor as Azerbaijan. And recently, the ANC had conducted interviews with SBS, who had covered our community's demands to the Foreign Affairs Minister regarding their statement of condemnation. So this is some of the work that the ANC has been conducting. We have community members volunteering in our office on a daily basis. We have our staff working on these issues. So there's a lot of work that is currently underway.
This Sunday, the 25th of September, Armenian-Australian community organized a march for Armenians in Sydney. Give us, please, some details about the march.
So the march is taking place, as you mentioned, this Sunday on the 25th of September. The march is commencing at the ABC headquarters on Harris Street in Ultimo. And the march is being organised by several Armenian Australian youth organisations who have united and who are calling for the Australian government to end its silence and condemn Azerbaijan's attacks. As members of our community will recall, during the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh war, we held a similar march for Armenians. And this time we will be uniting again on the streets of Sydney, calling for Azerbaijan's illegal attacks against Armenia to be accurately called out. So the procession will be led by members of Hominet Men Australia Scouts and Marching Bands, religious and community leaders, and will settle at Sydney's Town Hall for a short program that is taking place there. A number of buses have been organised to ensure we get our community there, and there's a flyer with further information regarding that. Ultimately, our community's main concern is that we want, and what our community wants to be heard about, is to ensure that Australia's silence turns into action. It's time for Australia to name the aggressor. Avoiding the pandering of both sides is only allowing the Azerbaijani dictatorship to continue its campaign of ethnically cleansing Armenians from the Republic of Armenia. And that is unacceptable for our community. So they want to ensure that their voice is being heard.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks very much.